This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So support avenues could you recommend here, or is there any point of reference that a young gender diverse person could use, say, to gain more support?
Yep, so in terms of here on the campus, obviously they have the amazing kind of queer supports and counselling service here. I think that in terms of what can happen specifically on campus, it can be around things about, you know, not assuming someone's gender identity, kind of being open to using different pronouns that maybe are less familiar.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because I know for myself, I say when I'm in a group of people, I will just say off the cuff, hey guys, let's move along, let's do this. And that's something that I know that I need to work on as myself, because somebody might not be comfortable with those pronouns.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having a chat with us, Zoe. Look, where can people find, just we'll quickly do it one more time, where can people go to the Q&A forum?
Yep, so if you go to www.gendercentre.com, so centre, C-E-N-T-R-E, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you heard it first. This is Joy 94.9. We are live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2014, and we've got a whole heap more still to come coming up right after this.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
This is Joy 94.9 live at La Trobe Pride Week, aiming to increase support, visibility and an inclusive health promoting university environment. I am Elle Deese, and with me is my lovely co-host Patrick, and we are interviewing Gabby, who is the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer for the Victorian Police.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
What a crowd you have.
That is by far...
You've got fans.
It must be the uniform, because that is by far the best reaction we've had all day.
I think so.
I think it was just Betty clapping.
Oh.
Betty still counts. Okay, so Gabby, can you tell us a little bit about your role within the Victorian Police?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer, and we came into Victoria Police in about the year 2000 as a result of various incidents where the community felt that they couldn't speak to the police, and that when they did speak to the police, they weren't getting an appropriate response. So they basically thought that Victoria Police wasn't providing a service for them. So after consultation with our community and Victoria Police, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers started, and that was one police officer who was doing that role, and now we've got myself doing it full-time, and there's almost 50 of us all around the state doing it as a part-time role.
Wow, that's fantastic. And do you think it's made a big difference with the police force and the community as a whole?
Yeah, absolutely, because it enables people in the GLBTI community to come to the police and ask specifically for GLOWs, and know that they're going to have someone who understands what the barriers are to prevent you from perhaps approaching police or reporting homophobic crime to police. So it's certainly changed.
So do you support the community and the police as far as like LGBT police officers as well, or is your role mostly focused on the community?
Well, it's focused on the community in as much as I deal with the community, and I'm often a conduit between the community and Victoria Police. But I also, so if there are gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender or queer police officers, they can certainly talk to me about any issues they're having. But we also have an equity and diversity unit that's more enabled to fulfil that role. But I also work with police to educate them as to barriers to speaking to police, and also a history of GLBTIQ community and police.
Obviously, because you've got a lot of that experience behind you as well to work towards that and making sure that everyone feels very safe and that it's a very approachable situation. What's your role been with working with making it a safer place for the youths in the GLBTIQ community as such? Is there any particular initiatives that have been brought up with that?
Well, generally we work with youth groups. So we either search them out in the community, or they come to us and say, hey, we've got a new youth group or a current youth group, and we would love the GLOW to come out and talk to them to talk about young person's issues, the increased incidence of homophobic crime against them, self-harm, suicide, use of drugs and alcohol. So, I mean, coming up in the next couple of weeks, Minus 18 is having their annual formal.
Yeah, the formal.
So, I mean, we get involved in all those things. GLOWS go to all their, or as many of their events as possible. Whenever we hear about a youth event or a youth group, we certainly try to get involved, because it's all about making sure that our young community know that GLOWS exist and also trust the police enough to come to us with any issues and problems they're having. And often, I mean, you would be aware in the news and media, bullying is a massive issue with our young people.
If you've got any advice for people who are in the LGBTIQ community and who are interested in joining the police force, is there any sort of advice you've had or any stigmas that they may be approached with?
Firstly, if you think there's any homophobia or there's any reason that you shouldn't join the police because you're being gay, queer, trans, don't just throw that away, because we are, Victoria Police is looking for a diverse community in Victoria Police, within the police force, and we really want to represent the community that we serve. So we want people from multicultural backgrounds, we want people who speak other languages, we want people from our community to join Victoria Police, because we have to serve our community, we want to represent them, we want to make sure that we have police that understand all the issues from various communities. So certainly if you're part of this, any of these communities that we're speaking about today, have a think about joining Victoria Police. It's a great place to work. I know from my own experiences, of course there's going to be some homophobia, there's homophobia in every organisation, but in general it's an absolutely fantastic place.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to us, Gabby. And if any of the LGBTI community have any questions or concerns, where can they go?
Go onto the Victoria Police website, mm-hmm. Type in gay or GLLO, and there will be a list of where all the gay and lesbian liaison officers are around the state. So just find out which is the closest one to you and give them a call.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and talking to us. We're on Joy 94.9 live from La Trobe University for Pride Week 2014.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
Oh, hello, this is Joy 94.9, live from La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, celebrating inclusivity through debate, live performances, stalls and activities. I'm joined here with Jules, who is, I have been told, MC, Fairy, Fairy Bread Butterer. And there was a third one which has come.
I've been known to set up a few tables and boards. And
table setter opera.
That's correct.
Because that is a correct term. We are in a university. We must use correct terms here. Now, tell us a little bit. Obviously, Pride Week, it's obviously today it starts, but then there's also a lot of events that are happening on Thursday.
That's right.
People who are around La Trobe, interested in getting involved, what kind of events have we got lined up?
All right, I'll run through the program. We actually have a super program planned for Thursday, and it all follows on the theme of gender identity for La Trobe Pride Week 2014. Kicks off here in the Agora with a special event at 12 noon. It's a top secret event.
Top secret.
I can't tell you. If I told you, I'd have to make you watch repeat episodes of Two and a Half Men. So I'm sorry. Can't
oh,
let you
that's
know.
A torture oh, worse
I,
than
I
death.
I know. Bent TV from Channel 31 will be on campus.
Mm-hmm.
They'll cover the day. They'll also be conducting some interviews with our special guest Anna Vox Pop with students. Our live performers include The Dead Elected, an indie rock band who will be rocking the Agora, singer-songwriter Kitty Miller performing some original tunes, and the LTU Choir. Georgia Dukakis from the Voice Clinic here at La Trobe University. She'll be returning from an interview with Bent TV, and we heard Georgia obviously speak here earlier on Joy, and also give Dylan some vocal exercises to practice. So
yeah,
I hope he practices.
Oh, I hope he practices. I'm going to join in to make sure that we do it.
And there will also be some roaming roller derby skaters on campus. So if you want to bump bodies with the likes of Splatterpuss and Pony Slay Station.
Splatterpuss and Pony Slay Station.
Fantastic names. Make sure that you're here in the Agora this Thursday from 12 noon.
That's fantastic. So far, I've been really inspired around here, because it seems that there is a lot of openness that I've been noticing around. And also people outside of the LGBTIQ community are asking questions, finding out more or finding out things that they may not know about before. And I think that's what struck me beautifully about La Trobe here.
It's certainly the strength of Pride Week. It's about creating a dialogue. It's about inquiring, being respectful, having conversations. And I think it all starts here with events like this.
Yeah, I've been really, really happy to be here as well with this one. There has been a lot of fantastic performances that we've had today. And of course, coming up, have you gone through all the lists so far? It's going to be magnificent. You can't give us a peek at what's coming, or am I going to be?
No, but if you do want to know what's on,
make sure you're
make
here.
Make sure you're here at 12 noon.
All right. Yep. Okay. I've been warned.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jules. You're here with Joy 94.9, here for Pride Week 2014.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9 live at La Trobe University, celebrating La Trobe University's Pride and Diversity Week. And for our Joy 94.9 listeners and people still here at the Agora with us today, we have a bit of a treat for you. We've got Brody Lucas all the way from Tasmania. You're a long way from home, mate, but you're here to do a bit of stand-up. Take it away, Brody Lucas.
Thank you. As you just heard, my name's Brody, but it's spelled a bit differently than normal. It's just B-R-O-D-I. There's no E, and it doesn't have a Y, it's just I. I didn't choose that. That's how my mother spelled it. It's on my birth certificate. When my mum decided she wanted to spell it like that, my grandmother didn't want her to. And mum said to her, "Why don't you want to spell like that?" And my grandmother said, "Because that's how the gays spell it," which is a bit controversial and also wrong. But on the other hand, my mother was warned, so it shouldn't have been a surprise to her when I came out as gay. Although I'm gay, I'm also Christian, which is confusing for some, which is fine. I understand if you're confused, because I'm pretty sure God himself is also confused, which is perhaps why he's decided to make me immortal. Now, hear me out. Here's why. Because if I were to die, he would have to make a choice. Heaven or hell. We'll just leave him there. It'll be easier. I can't decide. I'm a uni student. I go to university, but not here at La Trobe. I go down at the university in Tasmania. I started off doing a degree at art school, which was, it's fine for some people, but I should have known it wasn't for me from the very first day when we had to sit in a circle in class and say our three favourite artists. And I thought this was great. I was up first. No one was going to say what I was going to say because I was first, obviously. And I had mine three off the top of my head straight away. Lady Gaga, of course, sure, obviously, and Beyonce, of course. It wasn't until the second person went that I realised that they weren't talking about recording artists. They were talking about artists like painters, as in Picasso, and other people like Picasso. Needless to say, art school did not work out well for me. I have recently started dating again, which is horrible. And by dating, I mean walking down Bourke Street Mall next to a hot guy and pretending he's my boyfriend. But there are lots of new ways to meet people, like websites and apps like Tinder, but I have my very own special way of meeting people. It's my mother. She goes out of her way to find me dates. Some are not great, but she does have a good gaydar. It's finely tuned and she likes to brag about it. One time recently we were at the Hobart show, which is like a carnival, and we walked past the paramedics tent, and there was a hot guy there, and she's like, "Brody, I think he's gay, you know, get his attention." I said, "Mum, how do you expect me to get his attention?" As we're walking away, she said, "Do something." And I was looking back at him, and I heard her start to moan and groan, and I turned back and she was on her knees. I said, "Mum, what are you doing?" She was clutching her chest, saying, my heart, oh. I was like, "Mum, are you pretending to have a heart attack right now? Is this actually happening?" Here she is on her knees in front of me. A small gathering of people start to crowd around us. I said, "Mum, get off your knees, stand up. You're not having a heart attack, you're faking it." "Brody, I'm having a heart attack, help me." I hear someone from the crowd yell out, "Call the paramedics." I hear my mum whisper, "It's working." I turn around as someone yells, "The paramedics are coming." towards me running are two paramedics, two female paramedics. The guy wasn't even on his way over. I bent over to Mum and said, Mum, the hot guy isn't even coming. This has failed miserably. Get up off the ground. She looked me dead in the eyes as this crowd of people were standing around us and hissed under her breath, Brody, I'm having a heart attack. We're going to the hospital, so get your Meryl Streep on, or whoever you guys admire, and start acting. As I said, I'm from Tasmania. I grew up in a small northwest town on the northwest coast. It's a small pulp mill town, and lots of people think it's very backwards, but I don't think so. I didn't have any problems growing up gay there. Actually, quite recently, I went back for a friend's birthday party, and we went out in the town. And on the way home, we were catching a cab, so we walked up to the taxi rank. And as we were, on the other side of the road, there's a group of young youths, I suppose. And one of them decided to yell out, "Oi, are you gay?" Now, normally I wouldn't respond, but because I was under the influence, I decided to. And I yelled out, "Yeah, why?" And he seemed to be startled by my response, because it took him a while. He looked at his friends, he looked back at me, and yelled out, "Oh, I've got nothing against gays. I'm actually for gay marriage." Well, thank you, I suppose. Well, I wasn't sure what to do in that situation. That is all from me. Thank you very much, and hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks heaps for that, Brody. You are listening to Joy 94.9 as we are chilling out down here at La Trobe University for La Trobe's annual Pride Week.
La Trobe University has really put on a fantastic day for us. The weather is brilliant. The decorations are brilliant.
You can thank the La Trobe Science Department for this beautiful day today. Brody Lucas, you are still chilling out with us right here at the campus.
I am.
Now, you, in your routine before, you made a bit of a joke about being a Christian. And
yes.
I wanted to know, because I'd like to know about your journey of reconciling sexuality and religion.
Yep.
Was that a bit of a task for yourself to get to that point?
Yes, I guess it was. Surprisingly, I grew up in an atheist household.
Right.
So you found Christianity on your own?
Yes, and it kind of, I know this sounds strange, but it kind of helped me with being gay. Because I had a friend, one of my best friends, she's Christian, and her dad's actually a pastor, and they really helped. They live in Burnie, where I'm from in Tasmania, and they really helped with it. So I guess that's, I'm not strict Christian, but I do believe in some Christian values, I guess, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, I think that's cool that you use that to, you know, build your own grounding and help to identify your own sense of self, sexuality, and identity.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
So you placed in the Tasmanian Royal Comedy Finals.
Yes.
Yes, and so you're over here for the Comedy Festival.
Yes, I placed in the finals but didn't win. I went in twice and you can only go in it twice. So I thought, well, why not just do my own show? So that's exactly what I've done. And yeah, this is my first time doing a comedy festival. I've done smaller things down in Tasmania, but nothing on the mainland, and not a festival.
On the mainland.
On the mainland.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't call it the mainland, do you?
No, we just call it home.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
So you also, back in Tassie, you also work in a grocery store. And yeah, can you just take me through a day in the life of Brody, the grocery store employee?
It is horrible. I work in the fresh produce department, and the suburb I live in is really posh area, so everyone has their opinions on the fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
And nothing ever lives up to their standards. I always say that it would be so much better if there was no customers, because I'm putting out the bananas and they're taking the bananas away, so it's counterproductive.
Right.
Yeah, so
they're taking away your brilliant monuments.
Yes. I put a lot of pride into those the arrangements of the bananas, and nobody else seems to.
So your show for Melbourne International Comedy Festival is called My Mum Thinks I'm Funny.
Yes.
And has been given rave reviews by your fellow comedians. Can you tell us a little bit about your show? What's in it? Why is it funny?
It's about just me growing up in Tasmania, and it has a lot to do with my mum because she's a prominent figure in my life, and she is quite hilarious. And the name My Mum Thinks I'm Funny kind of works on the basis of, well, if it doesn't go so well, I still have the fallback of my mum still thinks I'm funny, so it's okay.
Because your mum's always going to say, it's okay, yeah. Darling, you're funny, I think
yeah.
You're funny.
Yeah.
I'd like to know from yourself, because La Trobe University means a lot to people who, the students and the teachers, the members that come and volunteer their time at the Queer Chatters as well. What does coming to La Trobe, I guess, mean for yourself, Brody?
Well, it's actually lucky that I made it to this campus, because when you Google La Trobe, it shows the Mildura campus.
Ah.
That it does.
And it was very close to me ending up in Mildura, but I figured it out. But this campus is great. I haven't been here before, but people here are so nice, and it's so great to see them get behind Pride Week, and yeah, it's great.
It is pretty amazing. Now, with your show for the Melbourne Comedy International Festival,
yes,
where can people find more information about your show?
You can go onto the comedyfestival.com.au website, or you can go onto Ticketmaster and just search my name, Brody Lucas. It will come up with my show. Yeah, and it's 6 nights. It starts tomorrow night.
Starts tomorrow night.
Yes.
So you better jump on that website.
Jump on the website. We will be there with bells on, because it sounds like a great show.
Thank
and
you.
My mum thinks I'm funny too, so I can relate, really.
Good.
We're coming at you live from La Trobe University. This is Joy 94.9 for Pride Week 2014.
This is Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University Pride Week 2014, proudly presented by La Trobe University Counselling Service Queer Programs in conjunction with the Student Union Queer Department and the Ally Program.
You're here with Joy 94.9 here at La Trobe for Pride Week 2014 as we're celebrating inclusivity all through and gender identity. We are chatting today to the lovely Penny from Parents, Families and Friends, sorry, of Gays and Lesbians. Hello, Penny.
Hi there.
Hello. We're just going to be chatting a little bit. Obviously, this network is designed for people who are allies and learning about, I suppose, if they've got a child who has come out as gay or lesbian and wanting to find out more information and need a support network. You were talking yourself, you are a parent of a gay son.
Yes, I have a gay son. He came out to us over 10 years ago now. It was perhaps a little bit of a surprise, but in a way, when he came out, everything made sense. He'd been self-harming, mm-hmm. and I was very worried that he was perhaps on drugs or something like that, which was going to be very
difficult.
And
then he turned out to be gay.
And then he turned out to be gay. It was wonderful.
What a wondrous relief. You've been involved with PFLAG for how long?
About 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I've been attending their monthly family meetings, which are there to provide support to parents when they find their young people coming out. And it's primarily attended by parents who've been on a similar journey to them, maybe a little bit further down the path than they are. And it's often parents find it helpful to talk to someone who's going through, who understands, you know, what they're dealing with. Now, that may sound a bit harsh, but we often say when children come out to their parents or come out of the closet, then parents need some time to go into the closet just to think about what it means for them, perhaps change the aspirations that they had for their children, change their ideas about what their children's future might be.
By going to these meetings over these last few years, have you seen any sort of difference in terms of the questions that parents are asking, or does it seem like there's a little bit more acceptance?
I think there is more acceptance. I think we actually have fewer people coming, which I like to think is a good thing.
Yeah.
But the questions are still the same. The parents really come from a point of love.
Yeah.
They're concerned about the health of their children. They want to make sure that they're safe. They want to talk about who they tell and how they tell others mm-hmm. in their extended family or friends. So those questions have really remained the same over that whole time.
Yes. What kind of initiatives, other than, I suppose, there was the family meetings that you guys
yes,
had?
Yes, we have the family meetings. And then we have a good website. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people are turning to more frequently these days. We have a lot of information there that's aimed at both parents and gay people themselves, with questions that they might have can be answered there.
So it's a very open dialogue between both both the allies and also the LGBTIQ community.
Absolutely,
as such,
yes.
So
yes.
that you can ask questions. And I think this is something that I've mentioned several times before. Throughout today, it seems that there is a lot of open dialogue between from anyone from any background, if you're gay, lesbian, trans, intersex, bi, queer, anything like that.
Yeah.
And we're opening it up to people who may not be part of that community but want to learn more about it and want to understand more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And how's your journey's been, obviously it sounds been amazing being involved with these guys for 5 and 6 years and going beautifully.
And our son is a very much accepted part of our extended family. I think we've been very lucky that that extended family and friends were very accepting right from the outset, which has made things much easier for our son.
Hooray.
Yes,
hooray.
Indeed. Should be like that.
That was magnificent. Thank you so much for chatting with us today, Penny. It's been beautiful. Thank you very much. You're listening to Joy 94.9 at La Trobe University's Pride Week 2014.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 and we are live from La Trobe University and we are celebrating their Pride Week for 2014.
Twerking up a storm,
twerking
if I may say so myself. I am actually quite sweaty right now.
Oh, it was fantastic. Joining Dylan and myself is Devorah, who is one of the counsellors here at La Trobe University, who has put this whole thing together. And can I say that it has been a fantastic day. I don't know about the rest of the week, but this has been amazing.
And one thing that I'd like to add is that in a lot of the, because I do Generation Next on a Monday night, which supports the younger GLBTI communities. And I have to say, by far, La Trobe University has the standout support for young people who identify somewhere in our rainbow family.
Fantastic. I don't think the university that I went to even had a queer support group at all, let alone something like this. It's amazing.
Devorah, what goes into planning an event as extravagant and wonderful as La Trobe University's Pride Week?
Well, first of all, I guess I have a very supportive boss.
Yeah.
I guess there's the student need, lots of emailing, seeing the need and then responding to it is what I would say.
Nice and efficient. Now, this year is the 4th annual La Trobe University Pride Week. Is La Trobe Uni Pride Week your baby to an extent?
Yes, it's my belligerent baby.
That's what my mum says about me.
Needs a good smack.
Again, it's like I'm having a conversation with good old Roma right now. Now, you've done so much over the past couple of years to be inclusive of gay, lesbian, bi, and trans and intersex. However, trans visibility is something that still in I guess most aspects of our wider Melbourne community and Australia needs to be focused on more. What would you like to see it as an outcome for trans visibility at La Trobe Uni?
I guess I'd like to see people who identify as trans or those who have issues around gender identity feeling comfortable to be themselves, to feel emotionally safe around the campus, to feel physically safe around the campus.
And what kind of steps are you taking to implement, to help support those students to achieve that goal?
Well, I guess the counselling service runs Queer Chat. So that's a safe space for people to come along and have a conversation and about their sexuality and where they are in their coming out process. Running Pride Week, just generally modelling, being safe and inclusive.
And I suppose it's as simple for, making a more of a safe space and a more inclusive space for trans communities. It's just by asking someone who does identify as trans, what pronouns do you use? Well, what pronouns do you prefer? And it's something as simple like as that that can really engage and start a dialogue as well.
That's right. I think for a lot of people within the queer community, spending time with people who identify as trans is a new thing. It's sometimes confronting. Getting the language right is confronting, and sometimes there's a level of discomfort in admitting that you don't know it.
But I think as long as you're not afraid to ask.
That's right.
And it doesn't. It comes from a place where it's innocent. You just need to
that's
know.
Right.
So it's not like asking those questions is inappropriate. Don't be afraid. As long as it's not coming from a place of abuse or
exactly.
negativity.
That is very
exactly.
true.
Good communication. Thank you so much, Devorah, for joining us.
And sorry, Devorah.
I just said thank you.
Oh, I just like hearing your voice. It has been an absolute pleasure being here at La Trobe University. It's been 4 years. Cannot wait to see what you put on next year. 5 years running. That's all in 12 months' time. But we've run out of time for today here at La Trobe University. We'd like to say a big thank you to all of our wonderful guests, our comedian Brody Lucas that came on, our musical guest Max Leon, and I'd like to say a big thank you to my two amazing co-hosts today, Eldice and Patrick.
We have had the best day.
I've enjoyed myself immensely. I've been jumping up upon them.
And a big thank you to our crew here at the campus that have been making sure this day has run smoothly, and our crew back at the Joy 94.9 studios. But we've run out of time.
Joy.
Thank you so much. Joyful that we've run out of time. Thank you so much to everyone who has come down, everyone who has signed up, and listen to Joy 94.9. Come on, let's be honest, it's your favourite radio station.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.